views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. But it's Thursday, and it's Trish Clark, and I'm joined in the studio this morning, my co-host, with Butch Schaefer.
Good morning, everyone.
I think we'll talk more about who Butch Schaefer is as we go on, but most of the community is familiar with Butch. The weather is going to be kind of weird today. I'm going to go back to rain, it looks like. 43 degrees right now. Showers likely, mainly after 4 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 54. Light and variable winds. Tonight, showers likely and a temperature of 41. On Friday, chance of showers again. Friday night, a chance of showers, a high of 55 and a low of 38. On Saturday, chance of showers, then mostly sunny and a high of 58 and a low of 38. Sunday, a high of 66, a low of 42. And Monday, a high of 72, sunny, and a low of 45. The temperatures are all over the place here, and it's going to be absolutely balmy by the first of the week, a nice weekend. But we may get a little rain in between. We're much more fortunate, though, than the rest of the nation that's getting absolutely beat to death with the weather. So we're fortunate here that we're just kind of staying normal for this time of year. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So Carl is out today, and longtime friend, ex-Anderson City Councilman, now on the Board of Trustees for the Anderson Union High School District. But you've been there a while now, haven't you?
Yes, I've just started my third term.
Yeah, so we got a lot of history in the city of Anderson to talk about. Butch is also involved and has worked for the Marshal's Office here in Shasta County for some time. So we're going to just kind of chat this morning about different things. We do have a guest coming in at 7:30. And then the rest of the day is going to kind of just be what you call an open line. So if you've got stuff that's on your mind out there, something you'd like to call about, you can always give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room and put your thoughts there. And if something really interesting comes up, Jared can tell me and we'll address us on that. I can't walk and chew gum at the same time, so I don't try to watch that. I get interested if I try to watch the chat room and I don't pay attention to what I'm supposed to be saying, so I can't really do both. So something comes up, but we know you're there, and we appreciate all of you out there listening. So, Butch, tell us a little bit about Butch Schaefer, and welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a great opportunity to be here this morning with all of you. I am a lifetime resident of Anderson. My dad started with United Parcel Service in the 60s, and I moved into the Anderson area, and I've been a lifelong. I've attended all my schooling at Anderson, K through 12, and now I'm have the opportunity to work on the school board with several other board members that some of them were teachers that I had. Now I'm able to work with them side by side and further our children's education and make Anderson High a great school or the school district. We have great schools, technical schools. We have
A lot of people are unaware of how many schools are in the Anderson Fire Protection. Anderson. Yeah, that's where I'm at. Anderson Union High School District.
We're just trying to keep our hats on straight for all the things we do, that's for sure. We have Anderson New Tech, which is a Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation campus, and it has about 200 students there. We have Anderson High School, West Valley High School, and North Valley High School that are all locally right there in Anderson, except for West Valley. It's out in Cottonwood. Very successful schools. Just paid off, or just got our bonds refinanced to save the taxpayers' money for the school bond that we passed. We did improvements at West Valley High School, Anderson High School, redid the pools, the track, put air conditioning in at the West Valley High so those students can go to school and be cool instead of hot with the doors open like I did back in my day.
Yeah, I could, you know, I remember talking about that, Butch, actually, and I commented on the fact that our high schools didn't have air conditioning, and people looked at me and said, oh, get out. I said, well, no, if you stop, actually think about it, though. When we went to school, we actually had a summer break, and so we went to school into May, and then we got out in May. Graduations were in May, and then you didn't go back to school until September.
Yeah.
So you weren't in going to school as our children are now all year long.
Right.
Basically. I mean, they really don't have a summer vacation anymore, and then all the schools don't have the same summer vacation.
That's correct. Everybody has a different schedule that's submitted to the county schools so that they know what's going on, you know, and what we're going to do for our school year. And that takes board approval, which we all vote to, make that schedule and verify it and confirm it so that everybody knows what we're doing.
What are the students at Anderson Union High School District doing with COVID?
We were one of the first school districts to bring our students back full time. We felt that it was very important to do that because we wanted to make sure they had normalcy back in their life. We've had a lot of success. We've had to shut down a couple of times for a 10-day period because of the number of cases that were coming in. And we were having difficult because substitutes were hard to get because everybody had teachers that had family members and they were having to stay home. So we ended up closing a couple of times, but basically we've been full time. We've done some distant learning. We were very successful in obtaining grants to get hot spots. So kids, if they had to go to the distant learning, and we got smart pads, or I call them iPads, but that's not it. They're from Microsoft. We got over 500 of those, and so that we were able to distribute all those to the students that had to do distant learning. So
another issue that people don't comprehend, gosh, if you live in a city, what do you mean everybody doesn't have internet or access to internet or internet that can work quickly enough that you can actually connect and do an assignment on class rather than dial up internet?
It's a lot of area that we have to cover in our school district. We run up to Happy Valley Road up that way all the way down to Gas Point Road. So, and we go east some, but basically a majority of our district is outside the city limit for the kids. And T-Mobile funded us a grant and provided 500 hotspots so that we could issue those to the kids, and then we have some for backup if one of them were to fail or malfunction for the kids.
I always find it interesting because we new things come to light that people just aren't aware of that the kids are facing. Everybody assumes, and this is part of the problem we have with our elected officials, is they don't see us, how we live. They have their little bubble, how they live, and they have absolute access to internet. They have all the transportation issues. They don't have any of these issues that most of the United States face when they're making these decisions that impact all of us, but they make them based on what they see in the cities.
Yeah.
And they don't take these kind of things like hotspots and lack of access to an iPad or an instrument to do home study and those things that go along with just saying, oh, well, everybody stay home.
Well, sometimes we've had we have internet availability on buses, and they can do that. If they had a power outage, we could park a bus, and they could sit in there and do their assignments and get Wi-Fi through that. So our technology department has been out in front of this big time, and I'm very appreciative of what they have accomplished so that the kids have some sort of normalcy. You know, the toughest thing that we're dealing with right now is sports. our kids are, you know, really hungry to go back to football, baseball, softball, all the different sporting events that we have at the schools. And it's sad time because a lot of those kids have prepared their whole life to become a senior and play football or their sport their senior year, and right now they're not able to do it because of the pandemic.
Well, and a lot of them, that's their ticket to college, and to finish something they started probably in grade school, complete those different skills, and it's part of their rounding of their whole curriculum. Well, I don't want to talk about more about that when we come back after a break, but first. This section of the show has been brought to us by Orchard Nutrition. They're the 100% certified organic produce. They've been there for so long in our community, 24 years. They just bring everything to us, best of the North State, 13 years in a row. They were established actually in 1982. They have free monthly health seminars. Everything organic and all of the nutrition items and expert staff to tell you everything about that you need. So go to the Orchard Nutrition. You can get sandwiches. You can get every kind of nutritional aid that you need. We'll be right back after these messages.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday morning, so it's Trish Clark, and I'm joined in the studio this morning with by Butch Schaefer, longtime friend and resident of the city of Anderson. I want to, before I go any further on anything, I'm sure everyone is aware at this point that one of the absolute all-time greats, Rush Limbaugh, has passed away. And I don't know about the rest of you, but that just is like a hole in my heart. I started listening to Rush Limbaugh, my gosh, in the 80s, before he was ever on the national circuit. He had a show in Sacramento that you could pick up here. And I had my metal detector business in my home, so I'd have the radio on during the day, and I stumbled across Rush and said to my husband at the time, gosh, there's this guy on the radio who says exactly what I'm thinking about all the subjects, about political, that the attitudes that I have about what's happening. And he always says it, but he says it so well. I don't know. We wouldn't be politically in this United States where we are without Rush Limbaugh. He started the whole conservative other side of the coin. He certainly built AM radio into an acceptable medium. We just wouldn't have the balance in our – we wouldn't have any radio that we could listen to without Rush Limbaugh, because you can't listen to – the liberals never could make a show of a talk show because nobody would ever call in. They failed. They tried. They tried to get into the radio business, but they haven't. President Donald Trump released a statement about Rush Limbaugh that I think is just says it the best. The great Rush Limbaugh has passed away to a better place, free from physical pain and hostility. His honor, courage, strength, and loyalty will never be replaced. Rush was a patriot, a defender of liberty, and someone who believed in all of the greatness our country stands for. Rush was a friend to myself and millions of America, a guiding light with the ability to see the truth and paint vivid pictures over the airwaves. The president concluded, Melania and I express our deepest condolences to his wonderful wife, Catherine, his family, and all of his dedicated fans. He will be missed greatly. And that certainly is an understatement because, I mean, I choke up just thinking about it. I just can't imagine a world without Rush Limbaugh. His voice daily on the radio, not that I listened from 9 to 12 every day, but it's kind of just in the background of listening. And if you really wanted to know what was going on, that was where you went for the information.
I agree. I listen to Rush quite often when I was in my patrol car and doing civil process for the marshal's office, and found a passion with him, and he always touched a person's heart. I just felt that he was such a great person to talk about things as freely as he did and educate the public on exactly what's going on in our world, what the pros and the cons were. And so I learned a lot. He will be missed. I definitely agree with that. All the tributes that were poured in on Facebook and was on Fox News last night was pretty incredible to see.
But I will point out just briefly that the liberal left Hollywood crowd has proven what absolute unhuman people they can be. The postings from the Hollywood crowd. I'm trying to say nice words here because it's very difficult. But the absolute venom with which they hold the conservative bend is appalling.
Very.
I can't. I just couldn't believe. And I don't just kind of picked up on a couple of them that were brought to focus by Ben Shapiro and a couple of other people. And it just makes me. They never cease to amaze me how absolutely venomous they can be.
Yep, and I mean they've been doing that the last 4 years. It's come to the forefront in our eyes. We see it, and we need it. We need to a person like Rush Limbaugh to help us work through those difficult times, and especially the attack on our former president and all the good things that he did for our country.
Well, you refer to him as our former president because I'm not going there. As far as I'm concerned, the last legally elected president of the United States is Donald J. Trump, 45th president. We currently live in a banana republic.
Yeah.
Because we do not have an elected president.
Nope.
And I'm not going there.
I'm not either.
Back to Rush Limbaugh. I would encourage all of you people out there that have children, school children, ages, six, seven to up through 12, 13, to invest in the Rush Limbaugh books, the books that he and Catherine put together. There's five of them. They come in, you can get the books read by Rush Limbaugh, but he felt a need within him to teach our children the true history of this country. The first one is about the pilgrims and the first Thanksgiving. And then they go on and there's one about the Constitution. There's one about the presidency. I've read actually all five of them. And I got them for my grandchildren when they were in, 11, 12. They enjoyed them, but I will tell you that you as adults will love listening to them. I would encourage grandparents to get them, read them with your grandchildren. Or get the cassettes, and when you're in the car or traveling, taking a trip, they are so worthwhile and they are so educational. I mean, they just are, they're incredible stories. So, and it's not a huge investment. You can buy, I believe, the set of the five. What a great Christmas present, a birthday present, but it's also something you can share, you grandparents share with your children and your grandchildren, because they're just really incredible information and a good tribute, too. I mean, it was just brilliant. I can't say enough because I know that we're just desperately going to miss him, especially now, because I think we need his guidance to get through these next little while, because I still don't believe this is all over. I cannot believe that the American people are going to accept an illegal election and then just walk away, because if we don't address it, if we don't at least admit it happened and figure out a way to stop it, go back and get rid of the unconstitutional rules that were present in many states and the illegal voting practices that took place, conservatives will never win an election again.
Yeah, I agree with that 100% because it's always hard for the Republicans when they run for office. But if we don't take a stand and we don't fight for what's right, our kids, our grandkids will never be able to have a vote that counts.
That's right.
To keep our country free of people that are working against to destroy our great nation.
And we've got a couple chances before the Supreme Court. They finally have had some cases that have gone up to the Supreme Court to actually look at the evidence, because the evidence is abundantly clear. Mike Lindell has a tape out there that has been out for everyone to see, has been even aired on some prime time for a little while. They put excerpts on prime time, media. And you can't watch that and not know that election was stolen. I mean, you have to be an idiot to believe it wasn't anyway. Just by the sheer numbers of, the numbers of people that voted. I mean, everybody agrees that, in fact, Donald Trump got 75 million votes.
Yeah.
Well, and there were 135 to 145 million people that were eligible to vote.
Yes.
Well, do the math. If he got 75, Biden couldn't have beaten him.
There wasn't that many voters.
There's not that many voters out there.
There's just not.
And in every precinct, you had 99% turnout. Some precincts, you had 120% turnout. So, I mean, you just don't even have to get into the nitty-gritty of it to see that, something's wrong here.
It was obvious in the evidence that was laid out in regards to where they close the polls, which never happens when you officially are in an election and you're counting. And then all of a sudden you're pulling boxes out from underneath the table, suitcases or whatever. And he, President Trump had a huge lead. And then when he comes back, he had enough that he surpassed, which I find a little disturbing to me.
Well, you just have to have your head in the sand to not at least be even Democrat or Republican. You got to be a little curious.
Exactly.
I mean, how do the numbers go? Certain. I mean, there's. I heard of one community. I thought this was interesting, and they questioned it. They went to the people because this community, forgotten where it was now, because there's been so much information about this. But it has always voted Republican. I mean, there are like two Democrats in the whole town,
yeah.
And it's a small enough community that when they saw the results, they said they voted for Biden, and they all went over coffee. You know, these small towns. Who did you vote for? And nobody voted for Biden, but yet the whole town, that whole county and community voted for Biden. And they're all like, that can't be. So there was too much out there to not at least question and try to get to the bottom of it.
The big alarming factor for me was when California polls closed and less than 30 minutes, He had already won, and all the Democrats won, and it's like you haven't even had people in rural counties that their votes could have made it from, say, a Bernie or Fall River, and brought to Reading to be officially counted, and how they could call that election like that, it was beyond me.
Yeah, this section of the show has been brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. A dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. Cornerstone has three branches serving Shasta and Tama counties, in Red Bluff, on California Street in Redding, and on Hempstead, or East Cypress Avenue at Hempstead, across the street from Lithia Motor. They're excited to announce that that branch is an old copy. You can visit them online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back after these messages.
I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say, a silent prayer, like dreamers do. Then I fall asleep to dream my dreams of you.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday morning, so this is Trish Clark, and Butch Schaefer is in the studio with me, and we're just kind of talking about whatever we'd like to talk about. If you've got something you'd like to join in or have a question for either one of us, please give us a call at 605-4567. You in the chat room, thank you for being there. And if you've got something, Jared can pass that on to me as well. We were talking about Rush Limbaugh when we left and how much he has added to this whole conversation over the last 30-some years. And certainly if you listen to the accolades of all of the other people in this industry over the last 24 hours, they are all totally appreciative of the fact that most of them would not be here if it wasn't for Rush Limbaugh, because he certainly got the ball rolling and started with all the bringing forth the other side of the coin, the other discussion, instead of us all being led around by the mainstream media that wants you to believe what they want you to believe, and most of it isn't totally true, if I could say.
Yeah.
Actually, there's not a whole lot out there that is that's true at all anymore, it appears to me.
Our world has changed. It's just changed that I question sometimes where we're headed, and I worry about our future generations. What kind of world are they going to have?
If we don't go back to the subject of the elections, if we in fact don't figure out a way to get back, I think what needs to happen at this point, of course, I've preached this forever, is we as individuals need to get back along with fighting to make sure that this election is actually focused in the right direction and proved to be valid, which I still think is not impossible to do. I just think that you can prove that this was not a legal election, and we could maybe take a step in the other direction. But then I'm not sure everyone agrees with me on that, but I know a lot of people don't. However, we've got to get the election process back, and we've got to take back our communities. And there's a way to do that. You need to get involved as citizens. We need to have more than 5 or 10 people show up at city council meetings. We need to take back our Republican Central Committees, get people involved that are wanting to get back into the Constitution and get back into our government. You know, there's just an awful lot of stuff there to look at. There's another whole group out there that would be an interesting topic. I'd like to get somebody in here who knows more about it than I do. But there's a whole conversation going on about the two constitutions that the United States have. The Act of 1871, which actually created a corporation, which is true. I mean, it's literally true. They created a corporation, which is the Washington, D.C. area, which is where our government comes, and that's been the government under which we've been operating since 1871. which isn't our true constitution. There's a lot of information about that out there, and I know I've got people out there going, oh, here she goes again. And Carl would be saying, what? But I'm just saying that's something you might want to look up, people, and get into the Act of 1871 and the two constitutions, because certainly this corporation that they created is bankrupt, and we all know that. Because they've borrowed money, and we just keep spending money with all of this. What? They've just agreed now on another how many billion dollars that they're going to come out with and spread out. And we owe – we can't even pay the debt on the interest on our national debt on a yearly basis. We're going in the hole on that, and yet we just keep creating. And I've never heard anybody say, where is this money coming from?
Yeah. And it's sad that we're seeing where we're now making Americans kind of come in last versus coming in front. I am not against immigration, but I think immigration should be done the right way. You apply. When I was growing up, I had a gentleman in Anderson. His name was Egon Thiel, and Egon got away from Germany when things were very bad back in the days in the war. And the biggest day, and I will never forget the expression on his face when I saw him, and he said, Butch, I'm a legal citizen. I did my test. I've completed all the requirements to become a legal citizen. And he treasured that. Yeah. And I will never forget that. How much that meant to that man to do it, to be a part of the United States of America.
And you know, I have several friends who are naturalized citizens, and I know that you're right. And what they went through when they had to, I mean, it took them a long time to go through the process, and they had to learn English, and they had to learn about our Constitution, and most of them actually probably know more about United States history and our Constitution than most of our citizens.
Yes.
Certainly in this day and age, because we don't think that's necessary to teach our children very much American history anymore, and certainly not anything about the Constitution or anything before the Second World War. And I understand they're going to take the Second World War out.
That's
a whole other discussion.
Yeah.
That's what I say. One of the good things that came out of COVID is the realization of some of our parents as to what their kids are actually being taught in some of our schools.
Yeah, because they're seeing what's being taught and what the curriculum is, and they're having a very difficult time with some of the philosophies that are in our education system. It's very difficult. Just from the time I graduated, high school, and seeing what the kids have today, it is so different.
Oh, it's incredible. I remember looking at my grandson's history books and just going, that's not true. What is this? We do have a phone call. We're going to go to the phones. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Trish. Just a blast from the past when I heard him mention the name Egon. I worked with that man.
Wow.
That was the hardest working man I ever met in my life.
I agree. He was a hard worker. He worked two or three jobs.
Yes. And that man loved this country more than anyone.
Yes, he did.
I miss Egon.
I'm personally touched by him my whole life since that day that he told me he became a U.S. citizen. And his family is a super family, and I just am proud of Egon for what he did and accomplished.
And the thing I remember most, that man was always happy.
Yep.
He never had a bad day.
Never.
And the harder the work, the better.
Yep. He was
never backed down.
Never backed down, and he gave 110%. He was one of those 110%ers, not 100%.
That's incredible.
I just wanted to call in and thank you for bringing me a blast from the past.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
You're
appreciate
welcome. Have a good day.
All right. Yeah. So what did Chris do in the air? I mean, how long ago did he pass? Egon.
He's a veteran. He's buried at the Igo Cemetery.
Okay.
And I think it's been probably close to 10 years
okay.
or so. I went to school with Eric, his son. And we just knew each other quite well. And he used to live in Happy Valley, and he worked in plywood when the fire happened, for all of us that have lived here and remember that dreadful day, sad day. And when they shut the mill down, he ended up going to work for Cook Concrete, and he was on his knees all day long making electric boxes and, you know, all the things that we use in our everyday life for communication, with the wiring going through those junction boxes, meter boxes, you know, for our water meters.
Right.
I mean, he was just an amazing man.
Yeah, that's interesting. I feel like if only 10 years ago, I probably should have run across him someplace, and maybe I did. Not very good with names.
Just to bring back, when we're talking about this arena, he lived down there in Anderson on the side, the Walkers and everybody, where that's the county side, and across where the Gilstrap property was on Rupert Road was annexed into the city of Anderson.
Oh, okay.
So you might have seen him, because he was very adamant about keeping that, you know,
in the county. Okay.
Yeah.
And okay.
Yeah. So I think,
and actually it's still in the county.
It is.
Another
correct.
little piece of Anderson
history.
We'll talk about that when we come back from this break.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. From Reading, Yamaha Ski. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
There you go, Small Town USA. Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday morning, so it's Trish Clark. And Butch Schaefer is joining me this morning. And we were talking about just a little bit before we left, we were talking about a section in Anderson. For those of you who don't live in Anderson, you're probably unfamiliar. There's a section down off Stingy Lane, Rupert Road, and what's the other side of it? Rupert Road on one side.
Ball's Ferry.
And Ball's Ferry, yeah. And so there's a section there that is actually still in the city or in the county,
yes.
The unincorporated area. It's a little square piece down by the park there, and they've never wanted to. There's five property owners left in there, I believe.
Yes.
And they choose not to be part of the city of Anderson. And so it's always I think people just kind of gave up and quit arguing with them about it. I don't know that it's been a topic of conversation in several years. When I was on the city council, we talked about it at one point, and because there were some road issues and some bridge issues and some flooding issues, which were addressed with the bypass on Tormey Drain and all of that. Down.
When they did all the improvements Tormey Drain. It back when I first got put on the city council, Gilstrap owned that property that's now annexed, which would be on the right as you're headed down Rupert Road. And we worked close with the families that owned homes in the county side and made an offer to, if they'd like to come, that they were, but this side had petitioned and we worked with them and made it happen. And it was one of those nice annexations. It's just funny sometimes, the difference, you know, and I remember when Scott Morgan was our city manager and we were talking about, they wanted curbs, gutters, everything in there. And I said, it needs to stay rural just like it is across the street for the neighbors.
Right.
And we don't need to put sidewalks, make it rural. And we won that battle. And it's a great project. 5-acre parcels,
yes.
Beautiful homes there. So
yes,
we were very lucky to have that.
Well, and unfortunately, and that's what the other people see because they always start pushing that streets and gutters and bring us up to standards and they're happy the way they are. We have a phone call. Let's go to the phone talk to Nick. Good morning, Nick.
It is a good morning. Hey, that one island of county that didn't want to be annexed, what is the assets and liabilities of staying county as opposed to joining the city?
Well, where they're at, they really, their life wouldn't change one bit. I don't know that the taxes are, I don't think anything would change. One of the things, they would be under the Anderson Fire Protection District regardless, so their fire service wouldn't change. Theoretically, if they have an issue there, the sheriff should respond. In practice, that isn't what happens. The Anderson Police Department would respond and take care of any impending danger in that area. So I don't know that anything would change.
How about building permits or fees and stuff like that?
The building permits would be issued by the county of Shasta for the county side, and for the Anderson side, it would be submitted to the Anderson City Hall. They would take those.
But the county people, would their fees go up? If they moved into the city, are they higher in the city of Anderson than they are in the county?
They were pretty comparable, I believe. I don't think that there was any huge difference or discrepancy for them to go there. What we were trying to propose to them, they're all on septic tanks on the county side, and we were proposing that we would put a sewer line down the street there, and that would have increased some of their living expenses because we have to have them participate to help pay for getting that done. But it never came to be where they decided. I respect that. I know a lot of those property owners on that county side, and they're perfectly happy. And as I've always tried to tell myself when I've been in an elected position, I work for the people that elected me, and that's what I do. And if that's the majority says no, then that's the way I think it should be. I'm not going to force my will because I'm a city councilman, so that's how I work with them.
And Trish is the one that got me involved in speaking up about issues that are going on. She probably doesn't remember, but I live on Wilshire Drive. It's an island surrounded by the city.
Yeah.
And when Trish was on city council, they wanted to let the city annex us in exchange for the city putting a sewer line down Turn Creek Road and not annexing that.
When I was on the Board of Supervisors.
The first time I ever spoke at a supervisor's meeting, I was there, and I had my finger pointing at Trish, lecturing her that we didn't want to go in the city, and it was on 7R. My uncle saw it. He says, "There's Nick. Do you remember that?"
I don't, Nick.
But we down here, we prefer to stay in the county because if we got annexed, we would have to pay for the hookups to the sewer and the hookups to the water. It's astronomical what they want for those fees, along with laying the pipe per foot, per cost. It would be quite, and I do believe the city is quite a bit more expensive when it comes to permits than the county is.
The city of Reading and the county, absolutely. That's absolutely true.
They keep saying that electricity is such a big savings. I've got a couple people that live down here that left the city and moved in here, and they said, no, it's cheaper to live here on PG&E.
Mm. Well,
so anyway, thanks for getting me involved, Trish.
I didn't. You're welcome, and I'm glad I did. But the difference between the city of Reading and the county is incredible. In the city of Anderson and the county, those fees are pretty comparable. Salary ranges are more comparable on a pretty decent basis, too. I mean, Anderson is a little ahead of the county on some of the salaries for different people. And
you
the other point is in the city of Anderson, I live in the city of Anderson, and I'm still on my own well. They've never forced me to hook up to city water.
That's another thing. I've got pristine water in my well here, and
yes.
I'm told that the city of Reading snuck around, and they're putting fluoride in the water along with other things. I smell the city's water, and it smells like swimming pool water to me.
Yeah. Well, see, you're exactly right. So I don't know what that would have been down there because those people are on wells. At city of Anderson, the whole water system is on wells, so I don't know that they would have made them hook up to the city water in that area. Was that one of the requirements, Butch?
No.
But I've got a little bit of influence down here on this little island, and if the city of Anderson wanted to annex us, I might be able to swing that for you.
There you go. We could have a non-contiguous annexation. Thanks, Nick. Yeah. No, that's always been an interesting thing, and I had forgotten that. I remember when the Wilshire issue came up, and those people just adamantly did not want to be part of the city of Reading, and I agreed with that. I if they don't want to, they don't want to.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we had a kind of a unique situation that came up when we annexed Oxyoke Road into the city. There were some people over there, I think off Bellevue and that area there in the county, and they wanted to get the city sewer service and water. And so we worked out an agreement, the city did, and that came to pass, and that's helped them tremendously. But a majority of the property owners had adamantly said, we don't want any part of the city of Anderson, and we respected that.
Yeah.
And that's just a good thing, you know.
Over the years, the city of Anderson and the county have been able to work with some really good projects. When I was on the city of Anderson city council, we developed the Oxyoke area, started to develop that. And then during the time I was on the county, I noticed that we needed to put in wells and it kept expanding, what have you. But during that period, we did that in conjunction with the city of Anderson and had meetings about how to put the sewer system in, what kind of grades, all of those different things, so that eventually and has been annexed into the city of Anderson. And it was a smooth transition. We did a tax exchange agreement. They say you can't do tax exchange agreements.
Disagree.
We did a couple of successful ones.
Yes.
Between the two, because nobody was trying to take advantage of the other side, let's say.
I just want to share real quickly that joint meeting that you were the board chair and I was the mayor of Anderson.
Yeah.
And we had that joint meeting down there and we worked out and came up so that if a potential builder came in and they say, okay, we're going to build it out here, how much is it going to cost? We were all on the same page.
Absolutely. There was not going to be any issues about which jurisdiction
you were
going to be in.
Who's going to provide what or their service. So it was great.
So we're going to take a break now for the news and, then we have more conversation on the other side. If you have something you want to talk to us about, this is your opportunity, 605-4567. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Utility crews in the South are making progress, but nearly a million households and businesses are still without power for a fourth day. And now there's a water crisis unfolding. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says 7 million people have been ordered to boil their water before consuming it. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the federal government has sent generators to the state.
FEMA is also supplying Texas with water and blankets at their request. We are preparing to quickly process requests from other states for emergency assistance. That's how the process typically works.
Texas has been especially hard hit, but it's not the only state with problems. More than 320,000 customers are without power in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. And it's been a long week in the Portland, Oregon area, still dealing with no electricity after hundreds of miles of power lines were knocked down during a storm 6 days ago. A new report finds that life expectancy in the United States dropped by 1 year during the first half of 2020 as the coronavirus pandemic took hold. CDC researcher Robert Anderson explains that's a significant decrease.
That doesn't sound like a whole lot at a population level. This is a huge decline, and it's not something that we've seen. I mean, you have to go back to World War II, 1940s, to find a decline like this in the past.
Minorities suffered the biggest impact, with black people losing nearly 3 years and Hispanics nearly two. Almost 1 month after taking office, President Biden has called Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. The White House says in yesterday's call, Mr. Biden affirmed his commitment to Israel's security and conveyed his intent to strengthen all aspects of the U.S.-Israel partnership. More at townhall.com.
Over 10 years ago, we realized how important saving family memories was, and we wanted to help. Legacy Box started from that passion and has now helped over 850,000 families digitally preserve their film reels, VHS tapes, and photos. Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Adam. What started with the two of us in a garage is now over 200 trained professionals. Legacy Box is a safe and secure way to put all your favorite family memories on an easy-to-view digital format like a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. We ship you a sturdy Legacy Box to fill with all your outdated media, safety barcodes to track your items throughout the process, and a prepaid mailing label. Legacy Box has been featured by Good Morning America and The Today Show. Not bad for two kids in a garage.
That's true, Nick. And here's the best part. We always wanted to make it affordable to preserve your entire collection, so we're offering 40% off.
Go to legacybox.com/lbox to take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's legacybox.com/lbox to save 40%. legacybox.com/lbox.
The government's top cybersecurity official says it will take time and patience to get to the bottom of a likely Russian hack of several federal agencies.
Ann Neuberger, Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technologies, says a task force is looking into the damage and also trying to track down whoever broke into computer systems of at least 9 government agencies and 100 private companies.
This is challenging. This is a sophisticated actor who did their best to hide their tracks.
Neuberger likens the investigation to peeling an onion.
It'll take us some time to uncover this layer by layer.
Several agencies acknowledged they were breached, including the Treasury Department and Justice Department, but the full list has not been publicly released. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Wall Street is headed lower today as we take a look at the latest numbers. The Dow down 247 points. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro said this week the Republican Party must not go back to its pre-Donald Trump priorities.
Navarro says President Trump lost the 2020 election, and some top Republicans, including Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell, have asserted the party should move beyond him. Navarro told a radio program that would be a mistake, ignoring the Make America Great Again movement that President Trump helped form into a political force. Current and former advisors have said that Mr. Trump plans on spending time and money to try to help Republicans flip the House of Representatives and the Senate in 2020. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Britain's 99-year-old Prince Philip has been admitted to a London hospital after feeling unwell. Buckingham Palace called it a precautionary measure taken on the advice of doctors. His illness is not believed to be related to COVID-19. During England's current coronavirus lockdown, the prince has been staying at Windsor Castle, west of London, with the Queen. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday morning, so it's Trish Clark, and Carl is on assignment this morning. I'm joined in the studio this morning by Butch Schaefer, and we're just having a great conversation about whatever, and we can continue with all of that. If you've got something you'd like to talk to us about, give us a call at 605-4567. Glad you're all in the chat room out there enjoying the show. You can get in there at 1460am.com. And also we're streaming live. So the weather is, it's about 45 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 54. A chance of showers and likely, and this evening, again, showers likely, a low of 41. On Friday, a chance of showers, a high of 59 and a low of 38. On Saturday, chance of showers, and then mostly sunny, a high of 58 and a low of 38. On Sunday, sunny, a high of 66 and a low of 42. And on Monday, a high of 72 and a low of 45. So we're going to get some nice weather coming, in the middle more rain, maybe the rest of the week, but a nice weekend looking up. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated, veteran-owned. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So we've been talking about all kinds of things this morning. The other hat that Butch Schaefer wears is he's very involved in NASCAR and auto racing and all of the above. So, Butch, tell us something about that. And interesting, how has this COVID, if you will, kind of played into the racing circuit?
Well, for the first time ever that I know of since NASCAR formed, we've never had to shut down until this last year with the pandemic. But we came up with a plan. Our head leadership of NASCAR came up with a plan. It was submitted to the CDC, I believe, and all the other government entities, and devised this plan. So we go through screening prior to entering the track. All the teams, all the drivers, all the officials, all the media, everybody is screened, and we have to wear masks. We maintain our 6 feet. All our meals are served in individual boxes so that we're not contaminating if we're infected with the virus, you know, when we eat our meals there at the track. So we've been very fortunate to do that. It's been very strange having races with no fans. That's been the biggest difference for me. You don't have the fans walking around and asking questions and getting autographs. And of course, we are a fan-based sport. We treasure our fans. We value their being there, and we just absolutely miss it. And so this year, when Daytona kicked off, which was this last weekend, we had some fans in there. I don't know what the total allotment was allowed in the state of Florida, but Florida is pretty much open and doing very well with COVID. So my hats go off to them. I got my start in racing, of course, at Shasta Speedway here in Anderson. Gary Cressy was very instrumental.
Another blast from the past.
Big time.
Tremendous, tremendous yeah. man. And I know you were very close to Gary.
He was like my second father, and I just he kind of guided me and said, here's some doors you could go through if you want, and I did. And I'm very fortunate that I'm one of the few officials that are allowed to work the National Series on the West Coast. So I feel very honored that I have that. But I kind of like to talk about a new project that I'm involved with, and it's called the Northern California Auto Racing Alumni. Our founder was Lloyd Burton. Many of you might have known Lloyd. He was in the construction industry. And Mary worked at a school out there in the county just outside Anderson. And Lloyd had a heart transplant. And in 2005, after that transplant, he had a vision about starting this organization to honor our past and people who have dedicated time or was a team owner or race car driver, and created a Hall of Fame. And what we do is our two tracks that we're affiliated with are Silver Dollar Speedway in Chico and Shasta Speedway in Anderson. So Lloyd got a bunch of his friends together in 2007 and formed the NCARA. So we're trying to keep that alive. When Lloyd passed away on us, the board approached me about running, filling his shoes. And I said, those shoes are too big to fill. I didn't really want to do that. So in 2013, I agreed to do that, and it's been a huge success. When they started, they had a trailer, and they would put all our pictures and all our articles of past champions and race articles that were published in the Record Searchlight or the Anderson Valley Post and the Chico newspaper. We put them on boards, and then we've set up these equipment. So Lloyd had a vision about getting a trailer, and we were successful in getting that trailer after I got on, and we ended up making it a mobile Hall of Fame so we can go to
from track to track.
Yep, and track to track. So we've been very, very fortunate to do that. And, you know, some people like Nick Porter, who's the vice president, Secretaries Mary Burton, and Bob Carroll is a board member out of Red Bluff, Bob Benefield, Lori Weber, and Rock Belden, an Anderson High graduate also, and Dan Miller. And Doug Bauer was one of our board members who we just lost this past year. He passed away unexpectedly. We even have an official photographer. That was Tony Horde. That's Tony Horde. And you can go onto our website. We are at ncara.net. Just to give you a few names.
You know, I think a lot of people are unaware, Butch, just to jump in here for a minute.
Sure.
That of the history of the Speedway, how long it's been there and how active it's been. It hasn't been as active in the last few years. And so I think a lot of the new people out here in the community have an idea of what exactly is he talking about. The fairgrounds, the Shasta District Fairgrounds, has been the host, you know, that's the home of the Speedway as well.
That's correct. And to be honest with you, Don Porter was the promoter when I started, and he was very successful. He promoted Silver Dollar Speedway. So on Friday nights, the drivers would compete in Chico, and then Saturday night was another point race at Shasta Speedway. And Don had a heart attack, and Bill Schmidt and Gary Cressy ended up getting the contract, and eventually Gary Cressy ended up with it. And Gary brought a lot of famous people to Shasta. He had Donnie and Bobby Allison come and race at Shasta. He had Mark Martin there, which was a huge deal for Little Shasta Speedway to host these kind of people. Larry Deachins was a very successful stock car driver out of Wisconsin who was tragically killed in a racing incident. But Shasta's been kind of going through some struggles. I think everybody racing in the racing industry has struggled, and then the pandemic hit, and that even put us further. Races were canceled. Promoters weren't able to do anything because of the shutdown and the mandates that were passed down by the state. So
one of the things I remember always about Gary Cressy, I live in the city of Anderson quite a ways from the Shasta District Fairgrounds, but Gary Cressy had a voice that you could literally, when they were having the races at the Speedway, I could sit in my backyard and not only hear Gary, but understand every word he said. It was incredible. I knew who was racing, who was in front, who had won the race. You could hear the whole thing. He had such an incredible timber in his voice.
It was funny when I was started working with Gary, and he and I would be driving to different races. I would drive and stuff, so because he'd sit and tell me all his great stories. But the original person was Tom Spade that taught Gary Cressy to be an announcer.
Remember Tom Spade?
And Tom ended up turning that mic over to him, and Gary took off. Gary had the golden voice, and that's what he was known as, the golden voice of racing. And he was very talented. He was very he was witty. He could do things, and you just go, how did he do that?
Yeah,
you know?
He was an incredible person.
He really was, and I every day I miss that man. So, anyway,
we need to take a break. So we'll come back and talk more about where we were going with that.
Thanks.
After the break.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now, 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out, valid through March 20th.
Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply.
Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Pop some popcorn, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready. ready to celebrate local filmmakers with the 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival. Happening March 6th, the Sundial Film Festival is presented by the Active 2030 Club of Reading. The event has gone virtual this year, so you can enjoy the array of films from the comfort of your own home. It's free to view the Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th at 6 p.m. All you have to do is go to sundialfilmfestival.com and RSVP. The 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th online at sundialfilmfestival.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Kind of a timely song there. Good job, Jared. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And it's Thursday, so it's Trish Clark. Give us a call at 605-4567 if you'd like to join our conversation. I'm in the studio with Butch Schaefer, a gentleman of many hats and longtime friend, and we're talking at this point about the racing side of Butch's life.
Yeah. I believe we had a question that was brought, if I'm still involved. I still help at Shasta Speedway. That's my home track, and I'm forever indebted to that racetrack because I wouldn't have learned everything that I've learned working there, and I apply it to when I work in the National Series.
And what exactly NASCAR. Do you do in the NASCAR Series?
I'm a technical director, a technical inspector. I'm responsible currently to measure the entire body to make sure that from the nose to the tail of the race car fits NASCAR's mandated rules.
So you're one of the officials.
Yep. And then I work on pit road during the races. I flagged a couple of races last year because our flagmen had prior commitments. But in the national side, I do that. When I say national, I'm talking about the Camping World Truck Series and the Xfinity Series and the NASCAR Cup Series. And they have me do various jobs. I can work in the fuel cell department, making sure the fuel cell meets the requirements. I can also do the templates and make sure that those rules are adhered to in the National Series. It's amazing the technology that goes into making a race car run by just little tweaks here and little tweaks there. So I'm responsible to help find those. If those of you remember several years ago, Jimmy Johnson at Daytona had to cut the C-pillars out of his race car because they had been manipulated. They did some trickery stuff to it, and I was the official that found it, and he had to cut it out and give them back to NASCAR, and then he and his crew were fined pretty heavily for it. So,
oh, wow.
But
you're not on his Christmas card list.
I don't. Well, he's retired now. Both of them are. Chad Knaus and Jimmy Johnson are both retired. So yesterday or today, if you've looked on Facebook, I'll share this story real quick. I was working the Daytona 500, and in 2001, we lost the great Dale Earnhardt. It's the first race I've ever worked where somebody lost their life. At the racetrack like that. And we were all in shock going through around that whole incident, wondering what happened to him. All we knew is he was headed to the hospital, and we waited and waited and waited, and we completed all our post-race inspections, and we're loading the trucks up with all the equipment so they could get ready to come to California Speedway, Fontana. And I was grabbed by one of the upper management of NASCAR, and they gave me the responsibility of guarding Dale Earnhardt's car to make sure the media didn't get to it, to make sure that the fans didn't try to mess with that race car.
Oh.
And it was told to me this way: if you don't if you let anybody near that car, you'll be fired, except five people, which were the upper management of NASCAR, Mr. France and the following, you know, people that were in the management role. And that every time we talk about Dale, it brings back that vivid memory mm-hmm. that day. But what a tremendous man he was in the racing world and what he did for NASCAR and the fan base that he brought each and every week to the racetrack. So I was very fortunate and lucky to be able to work with around him and stuff. And we've had people from Shasta Speedway that have worked out with Richard Childress and Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah. The Speedway out here has been very successful, and we've had some race cars, people go forward, some racers that have gone forward, I believe. And
yeah, we've, how the structure of racing works is we have our home tracks, and that's where we develop the young kids, and then they move up into the touring divisions of NASCAR, which is like the Arca Menard series. And then most of you remember the days of Winston West and that. So we take young drivers, they would go in there, and then they would graduate to the Truck Series and then the Xfinity Series and then the Cup Series, if that's what they do. We've had successful people. You know, like I say, Mark Martin has raced there. Mike Chase, a Shasta High graduate, Mike Chase. Bill Schmidt, who was a four-time champion, he lived here, and he ended up racing in the National Series with the West, and he's a four-time champion.
Yeah.
And that's pretty remarkable. And it all started their careers at Shasta Speedway.
Yeah. So successful. Great story.
Been lucky.
Yeah. And so this traveling museum that you've got now that is honoring the people from the Speedway, what is its status now? Are you able to do anything with it through the COVID or upcoming events?
Yeah, if we weren't able to do anything. We do two barbecues yearly, and we induct five people into the Hall of Fame each year. And the great thing is that there's nominations are made. Anybody can go onto the website, make a nomination. In order to vote for that, you have to become a member, and there's information on the webpage that will allow you to do that. And what that does is we're able to highlight those people. We have the Founders Cup, which is named after Lloyd Burton. And 2 years ago, I was nominated and was given that award for my dedication and my work in auto racing.
Well earned.
But you just don't realize how much more people are enjoying those old photographs, old trophies, old helmets, everything that, you know, created in racing and how it's progressed, and to see that and the people really, really like coming in and seeing that, especially the ones that are inducted, because we do boards with all their information, their wins and their, you know, bits about their team, their race car and things like that.
You know, Butch, we are Americans. We love our history. We are proud of the people that got us where we are today, and we all love looking at and experiencing the past, which is I kind of have a hard time understanding why there's this movement in our country that wants to tear that all down, that wants to do away with right, wrong, or indifferent, every statue, every helmet, every picture. All those things, all are what happened. Whether they were slave owners or whether they were this or that is irrelevant as to whether they're a part of our history. So we can say we've done better than that. We've gone forward. I mean, there may be some people that were big in the auto industry that now we find out things about them. Maybe their personal life wasn't really that good or whatever. Why is that relevant to their success as in the race industry? And that's what I don't understand, why we can't. Most Americans just want to celebrate the past,
yeah,
and remember it and be proud of where we've gone, and that's a indication of where we're going.
Yeah, and the older that I'm getting, the more I appreciate those people. A lot of these drivers that I've mentioned, I grew up watching at Shasta Speedway when I was a kid.
Oh, you're bringing back so many memories as you're popping these names out.
And my
dad, we love the Speedway.
My father took me to the races, and I lived for those. And then I got hired, and then I ended up, having a career in auto racing that I adore and I really appreciate being a part of.
Yeah. We have a phone call. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Trish. And Butch, thank you so much for bringing this back. I want to also encourage you. I'm part of the Trinity Touring Racing Cup that goes down there that actually does autocross in the parking lot where the trailers go.
Yes.
So we get to see the lot, the track once a month down there. But I also want to encourage you, we are doing COVID compliant, but people do sit outside and watch the races on a weekend, Saturday and Sundays. Bring the trailer down there. We would love to have memories. People can actually come by outside and just look at the trailer while we're racing and watch us. But we're inside the track.
Sure.
But I encourage people, if you have that need to speed, look on the website, Trinity Touring Racing on the website. We do everything online, so you can register. It's under $40 to come down for four laps, bring your car down, and you might hit some cones. But it gets young people out there, and it really is a great experience for defensive driving, just learning a little bit about your car, because people are getting a little elevated nowadays, and it's a great release. And families come down with their sons, and bring what you got. There's a class for everything. Carl's going to bring his pickup down, but I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
Well, I look at it, too. You know, if you've noticed that NASCAR's getting younger and younger, and we have 16-year-olds that are competing in racing, but that division that you have is also a great opportunity for kids to learn how to drive a car, how to handle a car if it was to spin, all the different things that are required, and I see that as a benefit. Any type of motorsports, I feel, teaches that principle so that you learn the right way instead of the wrong way.
Exactly, and that's what we promote, and we're also a nonprofit. We give a lot of money. All of our money goes back to charitable organizations, but what we're finding is a lot of people need an escape, and this is becoming, our weekends are starting to fill up, and our season starts in March and goes through September, October. And we also go down to Thunder Hill and race down there. So
good.
Part of the whole experience is just getting down there. But going backwards around the track at least, four times a weekend, it brings back a lot of old memories. So.
Wow.
Sure does.
good. No, good to know. How would people get a hold of you, Mike?
Well, it's Trinity Touring Racing Club. We're down there. We have a website. And you can go down there and just check on the website. But this weekend is a preseason race, so if you hear people down there and you see some orange cones, stop in and check it out.
Yeah, it's a great organization. I've been down there and watched, and I take appreciation to all those. And, you're talking about, going through the cones and stuff, and if you've noticed the NASCAR schedule this year in the Cup, they're running seven road course races this year. So
yes, I'm so excited.
That's pretty exciting.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Talladega, Alabama, hot day in the fall. And it's pedal to the metal, keep it off the wall. Darrell's passing Marlin, and Jeff just took the lead. Burning up the track, but look out, here comes number three. Moving to the inside, listen to that engine howl. Just moving on over the
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our President's Day weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus, special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
out what is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
And this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we're talking NASCAR and Anderson Speedway and all things racing here this morning with my guest, Butch Schaefer, my co-host this morning. And we're going to a couple, just a wrap up on the trailer and the status of the museum.
Yeah. I just would like to encourage anybody that would like to be a part, you're welcome to join. You can get that information on our website. And in order to vote, you have to be a member to vote for our inductees into the Hall of Fame. Last but not least, I during the break, we was asked a question from a listener that said we need more women in the sport. And I'm proud to announce this year that we have in the Camping World Truck Series, Haley Deegan. She's a California girl. She's only 19 years old. A year ago in the ARCA Menards race, she sat on the pole and finished second. And this year she finished in the top 10 in the truck race, her very first competitive truck race at Daytona.
Very good.
So women are starting to get more involved, and there's some in the ARCA Menards series that you can keep an eye on. But it's evolving every time. And every year, so
that's good. See, and that's one of those sports I think that is equal. I mean, a woman certainly can be as good a driver as a man.
Yes.
And not just to not get into the subject of some of the sports where we shouldn't be mixing. That's a whole nother subject.
Whole nother.
Okay, so something else I kind of want to jump into now is you know, Butch, as we indicated earlier, has served on the city council in Anderson. What, you served two?
I served four terms.
Four terms.
Yes.
Okay. Off and on in different times. And then, and he was on the Anderson Fire Protection District Board of Directors at a point. And he ran for the Board of Supervisors a couple of times against Mr. Baugh the first time. I think
yes.
He ran the first time. Did you run?
I only ran that one time, officially ran, and he was the incumbent, and I was challenging him.
And there was somebody else jumped into the race.
Yeah, it was Rodney Jones.
Yes. And so I bring that up only because we have a supervisor race coming up in the 5th District in 2022. We have a candidate, a person who has announced that they're going to run for that, Baron Browning from the Anderson City Council. Then I understand that Mr. Baugh has once again jumped into the pot and has announced that he, in fact, is going to run again.
He did. He was in the Record Searchlight.
Yeah. And so I asked Butch immediately if he was considering running. He was always my choice. And this was his answer.
No, I'm not going to be running for that seat. I don't want to, you know, it makes it more difficult. I've learned in my experience having, when you have three people running and it can end up hurting a candidate. So I'm going to stay out of it and wish Baron great success. I hope that he's successful and does very well. I think he would be a great candidate for the 5th District.
Well, so and you were very nice about that and very diplomatic, and I'm just going to say that the reason I brought that up is because I want to really encourage anybody out there who is thinking about running for District 5 supervisor to stay home this time, because Baron Browning has a really good chance of defeating Mr. Baugh if it's a one-on-one. What you have to understand is if you throw in that second or third candidate into the mix, you're almost assuring that the incumbent is going to get back into office, because you have those that are followers of the incumbent, and then you have those who are against. And so what you do is split the against vote and almost ensure that the incumbent comes in. And because everybody kind of has an idea that I'm not a big fan of our current supervisor, I would certainly encourage everybody to not run in the District 5 supervisor race this time. And then when Mr. Baron Browning gets elected to that District 5 supervisor, Mr. Schaefer can then run for city council in Anderson again, because we'd like to have him back there.
I'd like to go back there. I think I still have more energy to do that. I enjoy the school board. I really do. I've learned a lot, you know, and it's so much different than running a city government versus a school district. And the laws are so much different and stuff. So I've really enjoyed the challenge, and I'm just delighted to be a part of that. But I still have that burn to serve on the city council to keep the progression moving forward in Anderson. I want people to know that I believe that Anderson is a great place to do business. It's great schools. We have great family event places, the Anderson River Park, which is a crown jewel. So I'm looking forward to maybe getting back in there and contributing more of my energy in there.
Well, you know, I think once you get involved, and certainly there's I love the city that I live in. I have liked being a part of Shasta County and the politics and the community and people for so many years, and it's hard to get completely out of it. I keep my finger in a little bit. I'm on the Anderson Fire Protection Board of Directors down there. I'm the chairman of that, and I like doing that because I think if you live in a community, I always encourage people to be a part of it. Get involved. There's all kinds of opportunities where you can actually get involved with the nonprofits, the service clubs in your community that make such a difference for the elderly population, the kids in the community, all of the things that it's so rewarding to actually see projects happen and know that you're a part of them. Because if you're not a part of the solution in these instances, you're part of the problem in a lot of cases, because you're not making a difference in your community.
Well, you know, I just feel that when you're serving your community, you're giving back what I got out of it as a youth growing up. And that's one of the driving forces for me to serve and to be with the entities. You know, when you talk about the kids and stuff, when we did the bond, we just recently had an open house for our new metal shop and wood shop at Anderson.
And I missed that, and I understand it's absolutely incredible.
It's amazing. And anybody who would like to go up there, you can contact Anderson Union High School, talk to Principal Brian Parker, and I'm sure he can arrange a tour for you to go see how fine that machine is. The biggest thing that I think that we've missed in Anderson is when I was going to school, the business community was very involved. And I'll use Holiday Market as my example.
Absolutely.
Holiday Market would produce a calendar, and it was delivered to every business in Anderson. And it had all the sporting events on it, fall and spring, summer sports. And we've lost that.
Well, I want to expand on Holiday Markets just a little bit, because not only did they do that, but they provided jobs, Holiday Market, for all of our athletes and the kids that were involved in extracurricular activities up at Anderson High School and West Valley, and they worked around their schedules. I mean, as my son would play football, and Rich would work around
yes.
the kids' schedules so that they could be a part of these extracurricular activities and still work while they were going to school. And he did that for years with all the kids and with, just like you say, a real part of the community.
They were so instrumental in a lot of things that happened in our schools and
in our whole community.
In our community.
He was also always there for the Frontier Senior Center or
yep.
any of the other nonprofits when we were trying to build that. He let us put out hot dog stands in front of the store, and they provide the hot dogs and all the condiments, and we got all the profit.
And you know, he helped with the July 3rd fireworks back in the day. So we're very fortunate. And I wanted to share a quick story in regards to this open house. I went out personally and handed invitations to our business community, welding shops and auto mechanic shops, machine shops, all that. And one of our suppliers came in. We bought a new CNC machine, which they can manufacture any part with this machine. It's an amazing piece of technology that the kids can learn. One of our businesses came in to that open house and offered to help get the machine set up, offered to help learn how to run it and teach the kids, because they're desperate for people to be able
wow.
be qualified
there you
to
go.
Come to work. And so that's kind of my theme. I'm trying to encourage the ROP program to come up with a contracting course.
See, and I think that not all schools are offering this technology kind of stuff in the schools. We've gone through a period. You know what? We're going to take a break, and we'll talk about this on the other side.
Well, this ain't no Sunday drive. Got the tack red line, throttle open wide.
German starting engines.
Got all new diagnostic tune, polish shine. Look like you, this car will blow your mind and your door right off.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Moderna.
Once I had a little dog, I called him Cracker Jack. He had a spot around one eye that looked just like a patch. His legs were way too long and he was awkward as could be.
1460 AM, your talk radio. Okay, I wasn't on there for a minute. KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, your talk radio. We're back for our final segment. We're just trying to, wow, I don't know where all the time went. We were talking about the metal shop and up at Anderson High School. This is Trish Clark, by the way, if you just tuned in, and Butch Schaefer is in the studio with me. And we've been chatting about all kinds of things in Anderson and race car and politics and everything. But we were talking about an open house that was just recently held up at Anderson Union High School with their wood shop and metal shop.
Yeah. It was just, I've kind of brought to light that I think that we've kind of lost touch with the trades. And don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I believe college is important, but not every person that attends high school will go to college.
That's right.
And there is good paying jobs in the trade. And I want them to be able to learn a trade, and then maybe they can still stay here and raise their family like I was able to do.
Well, and not only that, we need people that can fix air conditioners and that can fix plumbing and electricians and those kind of things. And if you talk to the business owners around here, the people who own the heating and air conditioning places or the electrical suppliers, they're dying for people to work in their trade, metal trades, plumbing, welding. We need some young people, and you can make a good living.
Oh, absolutely.
Being a tradesman.
Another great company that in Anderson is Sierra Pacific Industries, and they're trying to teach forestry, trying to teach how to run heavy equipment, logging. So there's a demand out in our community for this kind of education for our kids. So I'm excited and I'm hopeful that we can expand upon that and make that. We also have a great program at West Valley. I mean, we got a CNC machine for them down there. They're doing things down there. They have 3D printers. They're doing amazing stuff.
For those of you who have not experienced a 3D printer, that is some really great technology.
Yep.
And I'm delighted that we're getting it in our schools. The first time I saw it is a business down in Chico where individual people come in, they have all this equipment, and then you can book time on any of these different machines in this business for your business. Like if you want, maybe you make a certain product and you want to make some party favors for what have you, or a business cards or what have you, you can rent this different equipment and go in and you can use different high-tech equipment that not every business can afford to own.
That's right.
My RV club went down there on a demonstration, just as a tour, and we went through this place down there, and I'm absolutely blown away with some of that technology. Just wasn't aware. I mean, you can build a gun on one of those machines, for heaven's sake.
Some of the projects that they show you, they can do all kinds of projects to make things out of this 3D printer. It's incredible technology.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. We got to look at the trades to help supplement those that aren't going to go to college and support those and give them a good education that are going to college.
Absolutely.
And so I just think it's a balance I'm trying to make happen in Anderson School District. And I feel the board's on the same page. They're very supportive of our kids and they want to make sure that they get the best of what they're after in school. So.
Well, and certainly I think as all the schools in Shasta County or state of California, the enrollment has been declining in some of the schools over the years, and with all of the problems for one thing, in the South County, we lost a lot of that because our job base went away several years ago, and we struggled to replace all of those middle income positions.
That's correct.
I think over the last few years, we've come a long way in rebuilding some of that. There's starting to be some activity out in that Oxyoke or in the Roseburg property. I always refer to it as that. A lot of opportunities coming with some building different businesses and expansion, some new business coming down there. So, because that's the basis to keep your kids home and keep them in your community, but they've got to have a way to make a living to do that.
That's a huge part. I'm speaking from experience. I graduated in 1978 from Anderson High, and the majority of my class, and how we know that is when we do our reunions, the majority of the class that I went to school with are employed in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Because that's where the work is. That's where the jobs are. That's where they're raising their families. But I just think that I want the kids to be able to raise their family in the same community that I grew up in.
Morning, Pat. Pat Karsh just came in the door. He's working here at KCNR now.
Right up my alley.
Yes.
Since I totally did my whole career in trades.
Yep.
Well, there you go. That's the conversation we're having. And trades are where we love that expansion at Anderson Union High School. I was unaware of that. I'm going to have to get up and get a tour.
Absolutely. You can reach out to Principal Brian Parker again, and I'm sure he can make it happen. It also helps the FFA, their organization, the instructors, George Wold, and he's one that does a lot of that. I can't remember the name of the one in West Valley, but shame on me. But it's still they're implementing this stuff, and kids are doing it. When we did that open house, I had our hauler that we used to haul our officiating equipment, brought a race car up. And there was a group of kids that hung around afterwards, and they said, after today, I think I want to go to metal shop.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they don't hear so much about it, and I know that. I maintain that we need to have those classes. I'd love to see them bring home ec and those auto shop and all of those things back to highlight.
Yeah.
Because even if you don't go into those things as a trade, to live a normal life and be a consumer, it helps if you can have the knowledge of some of those things just to just basically live your life.
Yeah.
Boys and girls need to know how to cook.
Yep.
Basic cooking things. So when you go out and live, you know how to clean.
They have a great culinary path at Anderson High in West Valley. It's amazing.
And they can follow up with some stuff that goes into Shasta College.
Yep.
And there's a big demand for chefs. And there's all kinds of opportunities, as I indicate, that don't have to go to a four-year college. Not that the college isn't good. I'm not putting it down.
No.
Just saying that's not everybody's path.
That's correct.
So, speaking of culinary school, I always like to throw out that, you know, the Frontier Senior Center down there in Anderson has that great commercial kitchen. If there are any of you caterers out there that are looking for a home or a place to be and need to rent a space, or if you just want to use, you know, that kitchen is always available for rent, full-time or part-time, because we don't really use it all that much, but it's a fully serviceable commercial kitchen. So if there's somebody out there that needs a home, got a project you'd like to move forward with, give me a call, and we'd be happy to talk about renting that space, along with the full facility, which is available for rentals for your parties or private things or what have you.
It's a beautiful center. The kitchen's awesome to work out of. I've worked out of it. So I can speak firsthand that you would not be disappointed if you were to use that facility.
Yeah, it's all licensed and ready to go. Thank you, Butch, for joining me this morning. We've hit a lot of subjects. Hope that we had a conversation that was pleasing to the community, and I thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Yeah, welcome back. We'll see you next Thursday. And tomorrow, Carl and Linda will be back on Friday. Thank you for joining us.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.